In the New York Herald, November 26, year 1911, there is an account of the hanging of three men. They died for the murder of Sir Edmund William Godfrey, husband, father, pharmacist, and all-around gentleman resident of Greenberry Hill, London. He was murdered by three vagrants whose motive was simple robbery. They were identified as Joseph Green, Stanley Berry, and Daniel Hill. Green, Berry, Hill. And I would like to think this was only a matter of chance.
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
This damn well better be worth it, because if this story of yours turns out to be bogus, I'm gonna kill you twice. Now, you got that?
Don't worry, there's nothing illegal about any of this. This is America.
I'll get you, and it'll look like a bloody accident. I mean it. I will end you.
Bring me the axe.
It's too bad she won't live.
How's Paulie?
Oh, Paulie won't see him no more.
You killed him. He's dead. I'm a witness. Please, please.
I didn't do that.
My brother's murderer.
What a dumb thing to do. I bet you wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.
Oh, no. Not again. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Wait a minute. He's not dead. He's alive. Like that.
He chose one.
Everything all right?
Yep, two corpses. Everything's fine.
Smell that smell?
Did a mime crawl in here and die?
Jeez, you look like hell.
She's dead, wrapped in plastic.
Cellophane wrapping? It's a good thing.
There's something screwy around here.
I think we've stumbled onto some kind of kooky mystery here. Let's look around.
A missing island is tonight. A royal scam. A crash, a body, and a mystery. They said she died, but did you ever see the body? You will now. Lady died, not dead.
Obviously, most of crime scene investigation is about seeing, but much of it is about hearing as well. Listening. Knowing how to listen. Not just to what people are saying, but how they say it.
There's something I have to ask you.
I know nothing. Nothing.
We got a hot stiff on our hands.
Who delivered the medical school cadavers to the alumni dinner?
Well, that has alibi written all over it.
Ma'am, what is the approximate dry weight of the average Madagascar fruit tree bat?
You mean you don't know?
The human head weighs 8 pounds.
Gentlemen, I give you science in action. The camera does not lie. It sees all, tells all.
I want to tell you my secret now.
There's a war out there, old friend. And it's not about who's got the most bullets. It's about who controls the information.
Damn it, I need to know, and I need to know now.
Sheriff in town, and his name is Reggie Hammond. Y'all be cool.
Oh, thank God. Vibrator repair.
No, ma'am. Los Angeles Police Department.
I don't like violence. I'm a businessman. Blood is a big expense.
We don't want cooperation. We want conversion. We want repentance.
Get a nice hot bath. Rest up 15 minutes and get your asses back in gear. Nothing's riding on this except the First Amendment of the Constitution and maybe the future of the country. Not that any of that matters.
There's those guys who horked our clothes.
Who is it this time, Commissioner? Joker, Egghead, Riddler, King Tut?
You've done worse than let Haldeman slip away and get people feeling sorry for him. In a conspiracy like this, you build from the outer edges and you go step by step. You put the investigation back months.
Villains, I say to you now, knock off all that evil!
Friday, we're allowed to go 55.
Damn it! Tell him to slow down!
On some occasions, even faster.
This is the problem with terrorists. They're really inconsiderate when it comes to people's schedules.
We're vampire hunters, professional vampire hunters.
There are very few people who haven't heard of Bond. British Secret Service 007 License to Kill. He's good.
They must be here for the sheep.
Well, we're safe for now. Thank goodness we're in a bowling alley.
Freedom, you're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
Sweet.
Just go to the kitchen to get some food. Then I'm going to tell you a story that will make your balls shrink to the size of raisins.
Sweet.
Maybe we were the last two people alive, and there were no sheep. Are there sheep?
Never.
Plus, I could be your bodyguard too, or like Secret Service captain or whatever.
It feels like how love should be, floating through a dark blue sky.
With a goat playing a violin.
Oh, I admit it's a little kinky.
Happiness isn't happiness without a violin playing goat. Don't you think?
Yeah, why not? All that awaits me at home is a masturbating Welshman.
I'm Denny Crane.
Do your palms ever itch?
Sweet.
So, do I still have to go to jail?
You filthy criminals.
You sounded like Dirty Harry just then.
Debbie, we're gonna need some law books with pictures this time.
I'm your court-appointed theatrical agent.
I don't know how this guy keeps his mind on baseball with all the paternity suits and all.
Everything that guy just says, boo.
Now that's so illegal.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
I bitch slapped the law, and the law won.
Yes, might have gotten away with it too. If it wasn't for these blasted kids and their dog.
Send you here for life? That's exactly what they take.
I won't go schizo, will I?
The first night's the toughest, no doubt about it. And when they put you in that cell, that's when you know it's for real.
People die before their time so that others can live. It's a cornerstone of civilization.
One day, my log will have something to say about this.
TSI, Trivia Scene Investigation.
Investigation. It's time.
KVSC's 26th Annual Trivia Marathon.
Get ready.
50 hours of non-stop madness.
Madness. It's time.
Do you have the answers?
Answers. It's time.
Get ready for hour one.
St. Cloud.
Your sound alternative.
It's time.
Do you
get ready?
Have the answers.
Madness. It's time for hour one.
Hour one.